Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Right here. Right here. All right.
Me too.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank you, our listening audience. It's a wonderful once again. We hope everyone had a great weekend tuning in to this wonderful show on Blog Talk Radio called Chatting from the Word with your hosts, Brother Oscar, and me, Brother Chris. And it is Monday, May 13th, 2019. And I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area, specifically Richmond, California. It is to right now, it is 57 degrees. It is partly cloudy, kind of mostly sunny, and it is a high today here of 66 degrees. And a low tonight will be 53 degrees, and southwest winds at 11 miles an hour. Currently here in the San Francisco Bay Area. So how's my brother doing? I hope you had a great weekend. And Brother Oscar York in Miamisburg, Ohio. How you doing, my dear brother?
Oh, how you doing, Brother Chris? Let me start off, first of all, by apologizing for that little silence in the beginning. I was just coming back from downloading my program this morning on YouTube, so we had some difficulties there, and we started the show live and a little late, but I won't apologize for the silence. I had, if you hear a little paper in the background, I was trying to get everything together. And that's why the quietness in the beginning, but I believe we got together. But Chris, and I'm doing fine. It's cold, not cold, but cool here this morning. It was like, I think in the low 40s, and we had no rain, and they said it's going to rain off and on today. But other than that, hey, I am blessed, Brother Chris, to be alive, to be here. The Lord woke
us right
up this morning to see another day. And like you say, Brother Chris, when you have the Son of God, it's sunny every day because you have the Son of God, Brother Chris. Thank the Lord. And we all, let me say this, Brother Chris, before we continue on. On Friday, and I do apologize to every mother out there. We forgot to say Happy Mother's Day to every mother out there, because in today's time, it is hard. It is hard raising a child today in the world like it is today.
Ain't that the truth?
It's not easy. They have so much out there to be tempted by, and things do occur. And mothers, my hat's off to you if you are raising your child in the nurture and admonition of the Lord in a world don't really recognize Jesus Christ. That's not easy. So my hat's off to all the mothers out there. And I'd like to say a belated Happy Mother's Day.
Amen. Amen, brother. Yeah, that's that's right. It's it takes a village
to raise
a child nowadays. That's right. We thank our mothers and we wish you. I know traditionally Sunday, yesterday, May 12th was Mother's Day. I wish my wife, my mother-in-law, my daughter, because my daughter's a mother, and you know,
amen,
she's got three wonderful kids. You know, so it was busy yesterday, and
you busy, man.
So, but can't forget about them. But we'd be in big trouble, isn't that right, brother?
Yeah, that's like big trouble, three times. But on today's show, we like to begin our program testimonial moment. So we're hoping to call in for that. The number is 657-383-0883. I believe I broadcasted on Facebook that we're going to begin the segment today, Testimonial Moments. And if you have a testimony that you want to share on the air with our listeners, you're welcome to do that. The number is 657-383-0883. But first, we're going to play our first selection for today. We want to play Camille Acapella Chorus, Jesus Is More. Jesus is. Jesus
definitely
is
more.
He's definitely more, Brother Chris. Amen.
Amen. Jesus. That's right.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. That was some acapella, of course. Jesus is more, and he definitely more. Because when you're going through your trials and tribulations, he will be there for each and every one of us that's naming his name, that's in the body of Christ. Brother Chris, I just thought about something. I don't know if I gave them the right number on Facebook, but let me do this for a second. I see lots of others do this on Facebook, and I don't know if it's going to do it for me on my phone, but I want to do a shout out on Facebook.
I saw your posting over the weekend of the testimonial moments on my Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Let me if I can. Go live. Is that it? Go live. Let me see if it's gonna work.
Okay.
Where am I? Start live. Nope.
Okay.
I think I got turned around. Okay, there we are. We on. We on, Brother Chris.
All right.
And
okay.
Are we live? We are live on Facebook. Hello, my Facebook viewers. Hello, my Facebook viewers. This is Brother Oscar chatting from the Word. We are doing a new segment. We are now on Chatting from the Word through Blog Talk Radio. And if you want to be part of the show on our new segment, Testimonial Moments, the number to call is 657-383-0883. If you want to be a part of the show at this time, call in.
That's right. I see your video. I see you with your headset on.
You see me?
Yeah, I see you.
Yeah, Brother Chris, see you.
Yeah.
I see me.
Oh yeah, I see you.
So,
it was down in the lower right left hand corner of my laptop screen. It came in. It said live. Yeah.
So call in with your testimony if you have a testimony. I believe I gave the wrong number, Brother Chris. That number is 657-383-0883. Call in. We're waiting for your call. After the next election and after prayer, you can call in with your prayer request. That would be just fine. Call in. Let us know that you are listening to us. Chatting from the Word through Blog Talk Radio. This is Brother Oscar signing off. Bye-bye.
All right. All right. So what we got next? Another nice, wonderful praise song lined up for us.
Okay, our next election, Brother Chris, would be Melody Ayers. How great God is able.
Oh, my goodness.
How great God is able.
You know it.
God is definitely able. God
ain't no doubt about it.
No doubt, Brother Chris. He is definitely able. And here we go. Here we go again.
Lord, my God, when I am gone,
Apparently, I was taping the conversation. That was Melody Ayers. God is able. The show was cut in because I must have been taping when I was filming on Facebook that too. So we want to apologize for that. But if you want to call in, the number is 657-383-0883. It's our prayer time. If you have a prayer request, Brother Chris to pray for at this time, the number is 657-383-0883. It was Peter who said in 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Brother Chris.
All right, let's go to the throne of God. Heavenly Father, Father God, we thank you for another day and another weekend that's just passed. We want to also extend a wonderful greetings to all our mothers around the world, and especially here in the United States. Mother's Day that just passed, set aside on this past Sunday, May 12th. We thank you, and we want to pray for all our hardworking mothers that have children, and we know how painstaking and hard work is involved in rearing children and making sure that they get the proper nurture. And so we want to thank our listening audience, those of you that are mothers. God bless you, and may God be with you all and your children as well. And we also want to thank God for allowing us to air this program on Blog Talk Radio, and to be able to be an aid to your Christian walk. And we pray for that we continue to have the success we've been having. And also, we want to also pray for our elected officials from the White House all around the country, those that are elected that represent the interests of those of us here in the United States. And we pray for leaders around the world. We pray for those incarcerated. We pray for those that are that have departed from the church fellowship, that this program, such as Chatting from the Word with your host, Brother Oscar, and me, Brother Chris, can be an encouragement, inspiration to lead them back to Christ, to renew their relationship with God. And this is our prayer for all in the name of Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Chris, for that fine prayer.
Absolutely, my friend.
And Brother Chris, always pray for the right things, and we hope and pray that you prayed with him and that he prayed for something that on your mind. Since we're going to go in our new segment, we're going to play a little introduction to that. I will go right into it, but since this audience, what is getting ready to happen, after the introduction, if you have a testimony that you want to share with our listening audience, that is the time to do so. Okay? And here we go. This is the time to call your testimony in. If you have a testimony that you want to share with our listening audience, the time is now to call your testimony in. And if you have something to say, this is the time to do so. And we appreciate that you do. Okay. But since we don't have anyone to share their testimony, I want to I'd like to share one with everybody. I remember when I first became a Christian, became a part of the body of Christ, I was in a very much confused state. A young man, didn't have any direction. And my neighbors part of the Church of Christ, and I didn't know what the Church of Christ was back then. And she said, they called me Bo. She said, Bo, let me introduce you to our young minister. He just began preaching at the Fifth Ward Church of Christ. And so I said, my mom then said, yeah, let's do it. So he held classes with us. He held maybe 5-6 classes with us. And I was so impressed with what he was saying and about the body of Christ. And we was at it. After maybe 2 weeks of having classes, we was added to the body of Christ. And right then and there, once I obeyed the gospel, was baptized and added to the Church of Christ, it seemed like, Brother Chris, my life came together. And I thank God for Brother Thomas Foster. He was the one right. that taught us, and he's a good minister, still preaching, still teaching the Word of God. So thank you, Brother Thomas
right.
Foster, for introducing Christ to us.
That's right. That's where my relatives go. My wife on my wife's side, they go to that Fifth Ward congregation right there on I-10, Interstate 10
that's
runs right through Houston. And we got some members that left that transferred a job. To Texas and Houston area. Sister Ebony G, she was a member of our congregation. We good friends with my family, and she attends there. And Linda, Sister Linda Guyton, also moved down there with her sister, and she goes to a different congregation. But Ebony hooked up with my wife's relatives who are also in the church at
all
right there. And so it's
right.
wonderful how God works through his providence like that.
Thank you, Brother Chris. Amen. It's very much, much wonderful. This is our time to ask for sponsorship. If you want to sponsor our show, we need your help to bring Chatting from the Word to the air. We need your help to keep it going on the air. And we're having difficulties. I explained it this morning on the YouTube show. And if you can help us out to better our show, we would appreciate it very much. We're not asking for much.
Amen.
$1, $2, whatever your finance can bear monthly, it would be very much appreciated. And churches, help us out here. If we routed people to your congregation, if we have put a snap in your members' walk, if we have helped you preach the most dynamic sermons that you ever preached before, put us in your budget for 2019. And you know how to do it. I'm on PayPal, and if you want to donate any other kind of way, get in contact with me. My information, my contact information, like I said, we're on Facebook. And I do have an email address, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And I do have a webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com. But while you're on my webpage, I have published 2 books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, and Bridges of Friendship. Both books, either book sell for $21.50. And if you want to purchase both books, the price is $43. And you know my motto, when you read, you get knowledge, and with knowledge comes power. But Chris.
Yes, you can reach me at lowercase z06915@gmail.com. You can also reach Brother Oscar and I on LinkedIn.com, along with Facebook and Messenger. And you can also reach me and on Instagram. So there are a variety of social media platforms you can reach us at. And as you may or may not know, if you are a part of our religious persuasion, our religious conviction, whether you are or not, you know that we as members of the Churches of Christ, we believe in speaking where the Bible speaks and be silent where the Bible
Amen.
Is silent. If you have any questions or any comments, any constructive criticisms, or anything you need more explanation or clarity on, we're going to take you to Thus Said the Lord, the Holy Writ, to let God answer those questions for you. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
That is correct, Brother Chris. That is correct. Brother Chris is going to bring a message short momentarily. And he has a good one on marriage. I know it's good. I know it's good. I know it's a good one, you all. So get
part
your
one.
Swords
part
swords
one.
Out. Part one. That's right. Part one. So get your swords out. Get your word of God out so that you can follow along with Brother Chris. But at this time, we want to play our next selection. Praise and harmony. I look to the King. I look
Amen.
To the King. And that's a good way of living, looking towards God, from which our help comes from. He would be there for us in the time
That's
of
right.
our troubles. He will be there for us. Here we go.
I'm
That was praise and harmony. I look to the King, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, King Jesus. Praise the Lord. Brother Chris.
Amen. All right, here we go. We thank you, our listening audience, for tuning in Blog Talk Radio today while we're on the air on this Monday, May 13, 2019. And I want to briefly bring a message to us for our consideration at this time on Chatting from the Word with Brother Oscar and myself. And I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible in Malachi in the Old Testament, the last book of the Old Testament, chapter 2, verses 11 through 16. It says, "And Judah had dealt treacherously, and an abomination is committed in Israel and in Jerusalem, for Judah had profaned the holiness of the Lord, which he loved, and hath married the daughter of a strange god." Verse 12, "The Lord will cut off the man that doeth this, the master and the scholar, out of the tabernacles of Jacob, and he that offereth an offering unto the Lord of hosts. And this have ye done again, covering the altar of the Lord with tears and with weeping and with crying out, insomuch that he regarded not the offering any more, or receiveth it with good will at your hand. Yet ye say, wherefore? Because the Lord hath been witness between thee and the wife of thy youth, against whom thou hast dealt treacherously. Yet is she thy companion and the wife of thy covenant." In verse 15, "And did not he make one? Yet had he the residue of the spirit? And wherefore one? That he might seek a godly seed. Therefore take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously against that wife of his youth." In verse 16, "For the Lord, the God of Israel, said that he hated putting away. For one covered violence with his garment, saith the Lord of hosts. Therefore take heed to your spirit, that ye deal not treacherously." And so this is part one of a two-part series on marriage. And we know that Israel was the privileged nation of God. They had God's heart and interest and the love of God for his nation. But in chapter 1 and chapter 2 talks about the sin of the priests of Israel. Then chapter 2 to chapter 3 talks about the sin of the people of Israel. So here we got the nation of Israel that was privileged, and God's people that had polluted themselves with idolatry. And that leads me to my next point, is I want to emphasize that where it says in verse 16, the man who hates and divorces his wife, says the Lord, the God of Israel, does violence to the one he should protect, saith the Lord Almighty. So be on your guard and do not be unfaithful. So here Israel and Judah married strange women and that was a foreign, worshiping a foreign strange god. So Judah has become unfaithful, and detestable thing has been done and committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. For Judah has desecrated the sanctuary of the Lord and by loving and marrying women who worship a foreign god. So that's my point, is that marriage is sacred and marriage is sanctioned by God. And in Hebrews, in the New Testament, we have recorded, it says in Hebrews 13 and 4, "Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral." Or the King James Version says, that was the NIV, the King James says, "Marriage is honorable and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge." So here we have an exhortation by the Lord on marriage, and marriage should be sacred because you're in a marital covenant established by God. It was designed by God. It was instituted by God. So I'm going to go into some alarming statistics that was recorded in a journal of the Center of Disease Control on national marriage and divorce rate trends, and recorded in the U.S. in 2016, according to the Center of Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta, Georgia, on marriage and divorce. The number of marriages at that time is 2,245,404. The marriage rate, 6.9 per 1,000 total population. Number of divorces that year is recorded is 827,261, 44 reporting states, and in Washington, D.C. as well. The national population in the United States as of the year 2016 was 323,127,513. Now, the patterns of marriage, divorce, and cohabitation I want to talk about. The release in July 24, 2002 study states that by 30 years old, three-quarters of women in the U.S. have been married, or about half have cohabited outside of marriage, according to Comprehensive New Report on Cohabitation, Marriage, Divorce, and Remarriage, released today by the Center of Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC. Interviews nearly 11,000 women from the age 15 to age 54 years of age concerning community conditions associated with long-term marriages as divorce and separation, the probability of the first marriage ending in a separation or divorce in within 5 years is 20%. But the probability of a premarital cohabitation breaks up within 5 years is 49%. After 10 years of marriage, the probability of the first marriage ending is 33%, compared with 62% for cohabitations. Separated white women are much more likely at 91% to divorce after 3 years compared to with separated Hispanic women at 77% and black women at 67%. This study suggests that both cohabitations and marriage tend to last longer under certain conditions, such as a woman's age at the time of cohabitation or marriage began. Whether she is raised throughout the childhood and intact two-parent family, whether religion plays an important role in her life, and whether she had a higher family income or lived in a community with high family income or lived in a community with high medium family income, low male unemployment and low poverty. Meanwhile, the probability of remarriage among divorced women is 54% in 5 years and 58% for white women, 44% for Hispanic women, and 32% for black women. However, there was also a strong probability that second marriages will end in separation or divorce, 23% after 5 years and 39% after 10 years. Even in many churches, now this is me talking now, that was the journal in the Atlanta Center of Disease Control. Now this is me from my experience. Even in many churches, men want to marry women for only the physical attributed things of a woman, even as well as with women marrying men only for the physical attributes, only being concerned with how shapely and voluptuous the woman, or women concerned with men's attributes, how muscular and how large the genitals are. But sometimes men not in the church get married for the wrong reasons, or women get married for the wrong reasons. They, in other words, they may baptize, or you may get baptized just to appease the person's interest. That's why I'm going to get married to you, because I know your family and your mom and dad may only want you to marry a Christian, but I'm not that interested in religion, but I love you and I want to marry you so your parents will leave you and leave us alone. Well, we have to be concerned about that, because really we should marry people who want to be right with God. And
Amen.
That I hope this information is a blessing to all. God bless you all. And I will go into the invitation. I want all of us to keep the faith in Jesus Christ. Well, you've heard the message of the Word of God. And do you believe it? Or if you believe it, are you willing to repent of your sins? Because repentance is a mandate from God. If you are willing to repent of your sins, are you willing to confess the sweetest name on mortal tongue that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior? And you're willing to surrender your life to the cause of Christ? If that be so, then you are ready to be baptized for remission of sins. Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Acts chapter 22, verse 16. Be like Saul of Tarsus when Ananias, the disciple of Jesus, told Saul, why you keep tarrying? Why are you waiting? Go ahead, get yourself baptized, get your sins washed away, calling on the name of the Lord. And when you get baptized, it is an immersion in the watery grave of baptism where you contact the blood of Christ. You are cleansed from every sin that you repented of in your past life, and the Lord will add you to the New Testament church. When you come up out of baptism, the answer of baptism is a resurrected soul. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 20 through 22. So you have a new, you have a new clean soul with God. You have a clean slate with God, and your soul has been resurrected by your faith in Jesus Christ, by the operation of God when you were being baptized for the forgiveness of your sins. So the Lord adds you to the church that you can read about in the Bible, and you can praise the Lord and have favor with other brethren, just like in Acts recorded in Acts chapter 2, verse 47, praise and having favor with all the people, praising the Lord. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved, just like he did on the first Pentecost following the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead in Acts chapter 2. So the lesson is yours. God bless you.
Amen, Brother Chris. Brother Chris, you made some good points in your lesson, and I love your lesson, Brother Chris. But, you know, if we could marry somebody in the church, I was going to say in Christ, but in the church, and we can still be unequally yoked with them. The important thing is, as you said in your lesson, marry someone that is dedicated to Christ. And I believe when you marry someone that's dedicated to Christ, you have the same cause, you have the same purpose in life, you have the same dreams in life, you have the same goal, you have the same everything, because you recognize Christ is the head. Christ is the top of the pyramid, if I can put it like that. And once you recognize Christ, if you recognize Christ in your marriage, that's the important thing. And it's good just to have a solid foundation when you first get married, because once you have that solid foundation, which is Jesus Christ, everything else, Brother Chris, usually will fall in place. But most don't recognize that Christ is the answer. And he is in everything. In everything, Brother Christ.
Right.
He's the answer. Even in our
marriage. That's right. That's right. And we realize that we're double blessed, because we're not only married to one another in the physical sense with our wives, our spousal relationship, but we're married to God. And that's why I use Israel to show how they had committed spiritual adultery with the God of heaven by marrying these women that were outside of God's covenant. They were strangers to the covenant. They were pagan. They were not authorized to marry according to the Mosaic law. And they had they were disloyal. Israel and Judah was disloyal to God, and then they profaned the whole system by bringing these foreign people with strange paganism and strange and false gods into God's covenant, which polluted the whole system. And that's the reason why I brought that up.
Good lesson, Brother Chris, on marriage. And you're going to bring part two, Thursday,
I'm
going
to talk
about
Thursday, God willing, I'm going to bring that on Matthew chapter 19, verse 9. Man, I'm going to deal with that. Yeah. And Jesus said, all man can receive this same except to whom it is given. Because, you know, some people, man, I got to, if they're in an unscriptural marriage and then they find out the truth, some people have a difficult time because marriage at times could be very emotionally charged.
Yes, it can.
It can be
very
challenging for a lot of, especially men, because we have a predisposition regarding our sexual involvement with the other sex, and it could go both ways, women as well as men. So,
amen.
That is something we gotta take that serious, because that's sanctioned by God, and that's the universal law. Moral law of God, even New and Old Testament. So,
amen,
you can't play with that thing. Yeah.
Amen.
God bless all our listening audience. We hope
good
that the show was a blessing to you today. And God willing, we'll do part two on the next time, hopefully this Thursday, if God permits.
Let us pray. Our Father,
we'll close it out, my brother.
Name, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your blessings. We pray that you be with each listener and they have a good day. In Jesus' name we pray. And we thank you for listening. As always, it was nice chatting with you from Chatting from the Word.
Bye-bye.
Talk with you tomorrow.
Right. God bless everybody. Keep the faith. In Christ, amen. All right.